And we're live here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I don't know, Bubba's alive, but she's out cold. Hope you're doing well today on this still rainy Wednesday here on the East Coast. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well today. Today, I want to talk about something a little different. I was listening to Lewis Howe's Daily Motivation podcast, which is not bad, by the way. He tries to keep it under 10 minutes, and they're clips from some of his shows. And Mel Robbins was on, and she was talking about how she used a countdown technique to get her stuff going. Because there's a longer episode in his other program. But you got to do what your gut tells you got to work on and a way to get working on it. And she says you only got like 5 seconds to make a decision and work on it. Otherwise, it'll float away. So I'm going to talk about today on getting stuff done in your backlog. Anyway, so that's the plan. And this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. This is going to be a tactical technique to help you work on that backlog of things that are just sitting around that don't get done. I applied it a few times. It kind of does work. So I wanted to share that with you. And we do this so you can get value to your customer. The longer stuff sits, the less valuable it is. And the more you stress out about it, not work crazy hours to get your stuff done, get home to family and friends, and have fun in the office and fun at home. Enjoy life, right? So on this topic, so one of the things thinking about is like that nagging story or task or whatever that's on your backlog that goes from sprint to sprint to sprint or just doesn't seem to get done. I have a few of them in my backlog, by the way. I'm not immune to this problem, but I've been using it to get things done, and I wanted to share that technique. So Mel Robbins talks about how in the mind you have when you have a desire, your goal, or your emotions are like, let's do this, or you have a decision, you got about 5 seconds to decide to do it, to get up, get moving. She talks about how to get up in the morning. So like how many times you hit the snooze button. Rather than hitting the snooze button and going back to sleep, as soon as the alarm goes off, start counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and get up and go do whatever you got to do. And that's her technique for getting the day started. I started applying that technique to stuff that's just basically you're mentally hitting the snooze button on stuff in the backlog, stuff that you want to get done that you just haven't got done yet, right? So one of the ideas is that you always have those stories, those tasks that get carried from sprint to sprint to sprint. It keeps getting put off for some reason, but it's important and needs to be done. So the idea is that this, you look at the items on your backlog that's just going. You're like, we got to stop this. You know what? And you just got to make that call and go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm working on this the rest of the day until it's done. And done. I'm done. It's finalized. This is it. And then you just work on it. And it's good a technique throughout the entire day as some things get going. You don't see yourself motivated. Maybe you come back from lunch and you're dragging, or you went to the gym and you're like, oh, what do I got to do? And sometimes that little countdown helps get you out of that fuzziness. So use the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to get you going. And those are the kind of things where your indecision comes in. So if you figure out you got two choices, do one or the other, just pick one. I'm going to pick this one. And they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and just do it and just work on it. And this is a nice little technique for tackling those items that stuck in your backlog that just got your personal backlog, your work backlog that just aren't moving. And you can share this as a Scrum Master, as your coach with your team. So if you feel like as a team player, just share this. One thing I do when I do this little technique, this is a little coaching session, a little training session that you can use with your team. You can share with them, like you can share them the video. They or the podcast is 10 minutes long. It's not very long. And she talks about how she uses it to motivate herself in general in life which is good for people, right? To make more than just work, how to do that. So, but then you add, you can go watch this video, share a link to the podcast, and then walk with them and say, hey, now apply this. Now, if you want, you can try to apply this to any kind of story. If you have something that's sitting around because you got so many other things in your way that you want to just do a countdown. So it's been sitting too long. I need to get it done. Start counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and just go get it done. So that is something you can use as a technique to tackling those items that go from sprint to sprint to sprint. So I want to share that. And it's also, to be honest with you, really is good for when you hit that, you got to have it hit that snooze button in the morning when that first alarm goes off, first of many, right? As soon as it goes off, do a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's tackle the day. It does help a little bit, by the way. So you can use that at home, waking up in the morning at 5 a.m. in the morning, like I do. Or you can use that throughout your day for your backlog taking over stuff that's just going from sprint, sprint, sprint. So I hope you're doing well. Yesterday's show with Scrum Master Toolbox with Vasco, I posted up that as a podcast and a edited video because it just wasn't working right. Though I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to tell you what I learned and how the mistakes that were made during that video I think are going to help me in the future. So it's a classic example of it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn and grow from those mistakes. That's the key. So I'll share that tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? And then we have Fortune Cookie Friday, little fun activity. I got an idea for some fun. I'm not going to do a pumpkin thing. I'll probably do a pumpkin thing next week. Because we still got some, well, we got, yeah, I'll do it next week. It'll be 2 weeks before Halloween here in the States. So with that, I want to say, have an awesome day. When I got my dates here, we got the Agile Online Summit, November 2nd through the 4th. And we have my IIBA Philadelphia, October 19th. And that's going to be a hybrid in place broadcast event. So they're still working on the logistics of that. Learning from that activity too. So we'll see. And with that, have a great day and see you tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, the job market went down yesterday. Yeah, it's starting to go down a little bit. So maybe the end of the stock drop is coming. You too, have a great day. Take care and bye.